We're going to be Virginia Tech heavy on this edition of the Wes McElroy Show. Wes is down at the Belk Bowl. He'll be kicking off his special edition of the College Football Tailgate Show today at 3. The man who will have the call, the voice of the Hokies, joins us now, John Lazor. And Lays, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, my friend.
Hey, before we get into this whole football thing, it seems like the Hokies on the hard court have really started to sing a different tune. They're 11-1 entering ACC play. In your estimation, how's this team look so far?
Well, I think it looks like a team that's got a ton of potential and has used this non-conference schedule effectively to learn how to gel, because they were a team, of course, that started to make strides in the right direction last year. I think you had a talent level here that you hadn't had in quite some time, but this year you bring back two players that unfortunately weren't able to play last year due to medical reasons, Ahmed Hill and also Ty Outlaw, and you try to flow them into the gelling already that this offense had last year. And last year, a lot of times when the basketball would get stuck or when you were having some loose periods offensively, it would be Seth Allen and Zach Ledeh that would save the day and kind of pick it up as the leaders on the floor. And this year, it's been interesting to watch as those guys haven't necessarily had to do that as much. And at the same time, I think at the beginning stages of their non-conference season, you saw them struggle a bit trying to identify what their role was, with Ahmed being a scorer on the floor and with Ty Outlaw being out there to help space things out for Justin Bibbs. So I think every time they take the floor, Jay, they get a little bit better. They have a little bit more synergy. And obviously, that's what you're looking for in non-conference play. And I'm sure Buzz Williams will always tell you that there's things that he's trying to press forward on and get better. That's, of course, his motto every day. But I think they like where they sit going into ACC play with one more game remaining.
Well, you mentioned Zach Ledeh. Are we going to see him in the starting rotation anytime soon, or does Buzz really like him coming off the bench to provide some early energy?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. He would like to start him, but at the same time, you're so thin inside. You basically have two big-bodied guys, and they're not even all that big, with Ledeh and Hadeem C. So the reason that he brings Ledeh off the bench is to avoid those quick energy-type fouls where you're pepped up coming out of the locker room and you might reach or you might do something foolish in the opening couple of minutes. So I don't anticipate that changing at all. He's used the same starting lineup the entirety of the non-conference schedule. I think until it looks like it's broken and he feels like he needs to make that change, we'll continue to see it the way it is with Allen and Ledeh coming off the bench, despite the fact that in everyone's estimation, they're starters and they play starters minutes.
We're talking with John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. He has the call tonight on the gridiron down in Charlotte, but we're going the way of basketball here at the outset. The Hokies 11-1 on the hard court. They're picked to finish 10th in the 15-team ACC circuit. And Lays, does that 10 number still sound correct to you in terms of the preseason polling for this team?
No, it doesn't. I think basically what happened with that is you've essentially got your three or four teams at the top of the conference, your Duke, your North Carolina, your Louisville, and insert your fourth team, maybe Virginia, I think would probably make an argument before they've had a departure from their program. And then you've got about 6 to 8 teams in the middle of the conference where anybody could be that 4, 5, 6 type team. And anybody, if you have an injury or two, could be down there in the 9, 10, 11 rung. You saw that last year. It's a traffic jam in the middle of the standings. It speaks to the quality and the depth of the conference. So I don't think the Hokies feel as though they're the 10th best team in the conference, but at the same time, they recognize that respect is something they're going to have to go out and earn. So I think they're very eager to get into the ACC schedule. But I think if you post the same result that you did last year, 10-8 in the regular season and conference play, you'd be happy with that because of the just the variety and the talent depth in this league. It's going to be a battle each and every night.
Without a question. And you talk about the success that the basketball team has had. Of course, the football team having a tremendous season, and it comes to a head tonight down in the Belk Bowl. What has the experience been like for this team getting ready in preparation of tonight's game?
You know, it's been really busy. I was talking to some of the assistant coaches when I was down there, and we were hanging out following Tech Talk Live, and they were saying, yeah, you know, it's something every couple of hours. We're over at the racetrack, and we're over doing some philanthropic stuff, and it's all great stuff, and they're having a blast. But at the same time, I think they've moved forward to just getting back to a more normal practice routine leading up to the game, which they were able to do yesterday, and then obviously they'll be on their game day routine today. So yeah, I think they've enjoyed it all. I think for some of the guys, some of the coaches, it's a relatively new experience. Obviously for your Bud Fosters and Charlie Wiles, been there, done that, even though the Hokies are playing in the Belk Bowl specifically for the first time. But I think they've had a great time, and Justin Fuente seems like a coach in a really good place when I've spent time with him down in Charlotte, and I think the Hokies are going to play well today. I really do.
You just glossed over going to the racetrack. It took the team driving at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Did you happen to get in on that action?
No, I actually wasn't down in Charlotte yet when they did that earlier in the week, but I saw the video and I talked to the coach about it. He said it was fantastic. He was a little nervous going in, but I thought the video of Tim Settle, all 340 pounds of him trying to squeeze into that car, was pretty priceless.
Hey, is it hard for this team? I mean, you look at Evans and you've got some guys that may or may not come back next year in Ford and Hodges. Is it hard to kind of, for Hokies fans, to look at the plate they have in front of them and say, wow, we could seriously, you know, win the ACC next year? Is it hard for I guess, fans to not overlook the Belk Bowl and say, look at what we could have coming up next year?
No, I think the Hokies and their fans really want to get 10 wins. You know, that streak of double-digit win seasons consecutively was something that they really hung their hat on around here, and that was something you could say, we are a relevant team year in, year out, and we're going to be a factor. And they haven't had that over the last couple of years because they haven't been competing for Coastal Division titles and the opportunity to play for the ACC championship. So that was obviously goal one, to get back to that game. The fact that you gave Clemson a good game, I think, appeases you for now in year one for Coach Fuente, but that won't in the coming years. So to answer your question, yes and yes. They'd really like to get this win in the Belk Bowl, certainly carry momentum into the future, but obviously they're very excited about what lies ahead, because I think the quarterback that you're going to see in Jerod Evans next year is going to be light years ahead of the guy who was one of the best quarterbacks in the country this year. And I think his NFL draft status is going to skyrocket next year once he learns Justin Fuente's offense in full and starts to be able to progress through some of these more intricate reads. And that's the other thing I think that fans may or may not know is coming, is the fact that really they didn't see the full extent or anywhere close to it of the Justin Fuente, Brad Cornelison offense this year, just because of your personnel. It's not necessarily meant to play with a hybrid tight end like Bucky Hodges. It's more slants and angles and slot receivers. So I'm really excited to see some of these younger receivers that have come in, and we've seen bulk up physically in the weight room during their freshman seasons here, where they really didn't get on the field and impact things from an offensive perspective. So, yeah, I think the sky's the limit next year. Obviously, you've got some defensive departures, though, that you're going to have to fill, and those are not going to be easy to do.
It seems like one of the other kind of, I guess, appreciations of this game is the Belk Bowl staying in Charlotte. Of course, North Carolina, a little bit of political turmoil, losing the ACC championship game. Have you seen that, I guess, maybe level of appreciation to say, hey, this is something that the city is going to enjoy? I know it's going to be quite a few Hokies fans in attendance down there in Charlotte, but it feels as though this event itself is certainly appreciated a little bit more this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the city of Charlotte felt like they missed out on something, particularly in the fact that it was going to be Virginia Tech against Clemson, because that would have been a huge party for the ACC championship game. It was a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, down in Orlando, but it would have been magnified about 3 or 4 times had it been in Charlotte. So I think the Belk Bowl organizers always do a great job. It's a phenomenal experience, I can tell you, from my first time being down there. And the way that it's located, where the stadium is, where the team hotels are, where the media hotel is, it's all consolidated right into a pretty cool area of downtown Charlotte. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, you know, in terms of the political climate and how that's going to look going forward. I know for the ACC, financially, it's in their best interest to move it more towards the center of where the conference is situated. But obviously, at the moment, that's out of their hands.
Sounds good, Lays. Good luck tonight on the call.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, that's John Lazer, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Should be a very entertaining game tonight.